I've never had the opportunity to really talk at length to a radio audience about Beethoven 9. Of course, I've spent years and years talking to young conductors about the work and telling them not to do it for a long time, meaning that Beethoven 9 is not a young conductor's piece. And it's not because of the last movement. It's actually more to me because of the first and third movement, the giant allegro and the adagio, which I think are definitely what I'd call more mature musician music. I know when I started conducting in my teens that slow movements of Beethoven symphonies were way beyond me. I just kind of ignored them because didn't think that I was going to be conducting any major symphonies in the short term like this. I would conducting a great deal, but it was usually shorter pieces, overtures, suites, some early Beethoven symphonies, because the slow movements were short. But the ninth, obviously being an iconic work, is attractive to all young conductors, and young conductors in America, certainly like myself, start at a very young age. But come to the profession perhaps with less experience than I did. I was very fortunate because I started conducting when I was 11 and had many opportunities in my teens. By the time I was 18, I probably had conducted 20 concerts already. And then college came and I was viewed as something of a freak, a person that had been conducting so much. In America, the young conductors obviously take up conducting usually in their master's programs and come as very good musicians but with limited experience on the podium. And the Beethoven Ninth Symphony requires such a overview, such a big view of Western music. You know, we can say, why is the work so iconic? Because one of the longest pieces ever written up to that point in a symphony. It's a 61-minute symphony. And the addition of chorus, I think, in many ways makes the last movement the easiest to conduct, because in some ways the last movement lends itself to a joyous outpouring of youth and vitality and energy, and what a young conductor, I think, understands about this piece is the Ode to Joy. I think what is harder is to understand is the enormity of the slow movement, which is almost a 20-minute adagio, and the breadth of the first movement, which is a 15-minute huge sonata allegro form work. So when I tell conductors to avoid the Ninth Symphony until they reach an age at which, you know, I don't think there's a year, but I've always said I would advise you not conducting the ninth till you're 40. Sometimes I think it should be later than that. My first Ninth Symphony, I think, was when I was 45, and I still didn't really feel ready for it. Now, people who are listening wonder why, you know, what makes you ready to conduct anything but a Ninth Symphony. I mean, everybody knows it. You should be able to conduct it. The baton makes no sound. But the problem is that the thing about conducting is that not only do you have to have something to say, but you have to communicate what you want to say with such clarity. And since the orchestra all knows Beethoven Ninth, just like Beethoven's Fifth and all of the standard canon, they have a lot to say about it as well. And so I find that it's harder for young conductors to conduct pieces that the orchestra already has a strong view about and knows so well itself.